Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit olathekia.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. And right now we're going to talk a little boxing. Very happy to be joined by heavyweight boxer Kenzie Morrison, who's going to be fighting out at the T-Bone Stadium on Saturday, May 26th. And those tickets available at tbonesbaseball.com if you want to buy them. And if the last name sounds familiar, it is the son of Tommy the Duke Morrison and Kenzie Morrison, now in the heavyweight division. Kenzie, good morning. How are you doing today, man?
Doing good. How are y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing very well. So let's and thank you for coming in here and talking with us. So let's talk about that. Obviously, that's got to be the first question whenever someone sits down to interview you. Your father, Tommy Morrison. Take me back to what it was like, and your memories of watching him fight, and maybe when you first decided, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to get in the ring.
I was really young whenever I kind of come onto the scene with whole knowing what he was doing, you know. Otherwise, it was just an exciting thing for me that I was kind of brought up through. But I loved it, you know. And
right.
It's hard to explain because I was so young and the memories all kind of run together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what stands out most is the first time I was ever with my dad in the ring after the fight. He fought Marcellus Brown, was one of the tallest heavyweights at the time. Back then, I was 5 years old, and after the fight, he had won. They come and scoop me up out of the audience. They took me up in the ring. I was just kind of scared, you know, the whole time. But, you know, the glory and the lights and all that kind of attracted me. And I've always had a heavy bag in my backyard. So I've always wanted to fight. I just never really knew when. I was into sports in high school. Played basketball, football, baseball. Was kind of a standout at all those things. And then just chose to join the workforce afterwards. But got with my dad in my early 20s and started hitting the bag with him there, kind of instructing me and leading me along. And, you know, he seemed positive about it and was excited about what I was doing, and just sparked my love for it right then.
And so when did you decide you actually wanted to start fighting?
I was 22 years old.
Okay.
Which is kind of a late start for most guys.
But I get it, man. I get it. So I'll give you some of my background with this, because first of all, man, do you look like your dad. It's yeah. It's crazy even just sitting right here. But so I'm sure that you know how popular he was in Kansas City and how, you know, starting off, my dad used to take me to Memorial Hall all the time to watch the fights. And so I think I saw your dad. I mean, he just had a handful of fights. I remember he fought a guy named Indian Aaron Brown. And so I went back to when he just had a handful of fights and going to watch him all the way until it culminated when he fought at Kemper Arena. And he fought the doughboy Tim Tomachek. And so I saw your dad fight every time he fought in Kansas City. And was around that and saw all the hype and all of all the excitement in Kansas City boxing. And then Municipal Auditorium when he fought on pay-per-view against Razor Ruddock and Roberto Duran was on the other card. And boxing hasn't ever been the same like that in Kansas City since. And so I remember I used to go out to ringside to try to meet your dad because I was a young kid that wanted to get into boxing. And a couple of times I did, and I paid way more money than I had to go to the Rocky V premiere. And there was like a cocktail party beforehand. And so I went and just started talking to your dad, just talking about boxing. And I was going to get in the Tough Man contest because I found out that's how your dad got into boxing, got in the Tough Man contest. And then I broke my ankle like a month before the Tough Man contest. But ultimately, I started boxing at around 22 years old.
Really?
And got in the Golden Gloves and the Senior Novice Division and then turned pro for a little bit. But a lot of it was because I was always a boxing fan, but fell in love with boxing as so many people in Kansas City did because of your dad and watching him. And so did you watch the 30 for 30 on ESPN? Have you watched much about his life and about his career since you don't remember a lot of it when you were,
a
kid?
I mean, yeah, but time, you know, I kind of was the first generation of the internet, you know, because my first phone was a Motorola flip phone,
right,
with no internet.
Hey, I still got a flip phone. Hold on now.
But anyway, you know, since in high school and in middle school, I mean, that was just coming about, but there was always VHS tapes.
Right.
People know what those are. But, you know, it's, yeah, I've watched it all. I know everything about it. I study it all the time. I mean, it's kind of the foundation of my profession right now, and it's kind of the reason why I'm doing it. And, you know, it's just great. And I know that that's why I'm excited to be here in Kansas City. I think that it's awesome because they loved my dad. They opened up, you know, welcomed him with open arms, and I hope they do the same for me. And I hope it all works out.
And he started, and so like his first fights were Memorial in KCK, and you're going to be in KCK at T-Bone Stadium. I think that's why it's so cool. And I got a KCK man right over there.
So I graduated high school at Memorial Hall, so yeah. You know, that was.
And that was just last week, so we're real proud of him. We're very excited. And so
yeah,
we're gonna have a big party. I think coming
KCK's
up next month.
KCK's got a good boxing community, though. You know, we talk about what John Brown does and Turner and that area and all that stuff. So there's a lot of good boxing fans in Kansas City, Kansas. I think they're gonna really love going out to T-Bone's to watch this thing happen. You know, so tell me. Take me back, 22 years old, you decide you want to start boxing. You say you talked to your dad at that point. Did you go straight to him? Like, you know, tell me about, like...
Yeah, he was the first one. Where I was he was in Wichita at the time, and he was like, I'm working on opening this boxing gym. Why don't you come help me out? I'll pay you. We can start training, and we can do all that. Unfortunately, that was, you know, that only lasted about a year because he got ill and some other things happened. But that was my big start with him, and he taught me everything that he knew, you know. And the father-son training is always hard. There's very few duos that have ever made it, and he was extremely hard on me. Nothing I did was perfect, you know. But I'm grateful for that now because it's set high standards for myself, and I'm even critiquing myself all the time whenever I'm doing things. I'm like, I got to do it better. I got to do it more. I got to do it harder. And he instilled that in me just in that first little bitty time period. But then after that, I was fortunate enough that I got to work with my uncle, which is his brother, which was a journeyman fighter. I mean, he had a lopsided record, but
Tim.
He was still tough. Yeah, my uncle Tim was tough.
Saw him fight
a little
too.
Crazy. But it was awesome. I mean, I was grateful to get a start off with my family, even though it didn't last very long. And I've been fortunate to meet a number of different people that are not on top, that are not, you know, world-renowned trainers, but I've taken a little bit of everything that, you know, the good things that they brought to it, and then the things that they tried to eliminate that I was doing bad at, and I feel like I've kind of gathered a good perspective, and I feel lucky to have the knowledge that has been given to me so far, and I hope it can just be more.
Kenzie Morrison's our guest, son of Tommy the Duke Morrison. He's going to be fighting out at T-Bone Stadium in KCK Saturday, May 26th. You can go to the T-Bone's website to buy tickets. And so, like you mentioned, the father-dad relationship in boxing. A lot of times a son would go to his dad, who was a fighter, and say, I want to box. And dad said, no, you're not getting in this game. So right off the bat, was he in? Did he have any reservations?
It took a little bit of initiation, you know, in the gym before he was like, you know what, I think you can do this. And I was like, all right, well, you know, let's go.
Right.
So we kind of took off from there. But, yeah, there was that. And I wouldn't. You know, my son, he's grown up with me. He's 5 years old now. He's watched me fight since he was born. And he's all about it. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Right. See, that's like, the way. Yeah, right.
But, you know, I was like, hopefully daddy can make something of it and you don't have to do this.
That's right.
But, no, he was in after he kind of, you know, he held the mitts for me and all that type of stuff. And he felt like I could do it. And like any dad that would let their son get involved with it, they would make sure they were with good people that were going to take care of him, because there's a lot of stuff that happens in boxing where people just aren't taken care of properly. I'm kind of moved around and all that type of thing. But I feel like where I've been so far, I've had a personal relationship with everybody that I've worked with, including, you know, Tony. And it just feels safe. It feels good to feel safe.
And so your brother also fights. And I read that even though you guys both look like Tommy and everything else, you have much different fighting styles.
Yes.
So for you, you're more of a boxer. You work behind your jab. But is there ever, like, that inclination to try to fight like your dad when you watch him?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, I have a tendency to stray away from the boxing because
right.
I do like to throw those heavy shots where you have to get flat footed and you have to anchor yourself in and dig your toes in to turn
that.
You know, a lot of the times whenever you try to throw punches like that from out at a distance, you wind up creating bad things. You leave yourself open or things like that, which you have to sometimes drop your butt a little bit and get in there. And I go back and forth a lot, and sometimes it's not good and sometimes it is, but I'm still learning all those things, you know, and I'm open minded to a lot of things like that. And it's worked so far.
We've been talking a lot about the there seems like there's a little bit of a revival in the heavyweight game right now.
Definitely.
You know, for a while there, especially the American heavyweights, you know, like back in the day when your dad was doing the thing, and obviously Mike Tyson and all that stuff, you know, there was this great run of American heavyweights. Do you think it's coming back?
I mean,
you think
I do. Yeah. I mean, Deontay Wilder won the title couple years ago, and he was the first heavyweight champion, American heavyweight champion, what, 15 years or something like that?
Yeah.
So with that happening, and then you got the guys overseas, Anthony Joshua, Joseph Parker, and then Even Luis Ortiz, even with his, you know, most recent loss, but it was still a great fight, you know, and then Klitschko retiring the way that he did, I think it's sparking something back.
And see, this is great because you're coming along at the right time. And like, so you mentioned Deontay Wilder. What irritates me about boxing fans is like, sometimes you just can't make him happy. And so they complain, like when Mayweather was controlling boxing, he's boring. It's always 12 rounds. There's never any action. And I get that. So then along comes Wilder, and all it is action. And someone's getting knocked out, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's not as refined maybe as the great heavyweights like Evander Holyfield or Lennox Lewis. But my God, when you watch, it's fun, right? And he wins.
Well, that's what I was just talking to these guys earlier, was the difference in some of the lower weights with the heavier weights is I'm watching these fights now, and I'm on the edge of my seat, anticipation, knowing something's about to go down, where at the lower levels, you kind of expect the distance, right, and you expect the great defense, and you expect the, you know, the technical stuff, which when you put two fighters in there that are equally blessed with talent, that's what you're going to get, unless there's a lot of power behind it, like a heavyweight normally has. So that's my outlook on it.
And so if people out there wonder, okay, so I'm going to come out here, I'm going to watch Kenzie Morrison, tell us a little bit about your fighting style and what they'll see in the ring on May 26th.
Well, I try to emulate a whole lot of things. I try to, you know, use my range a lot, set up things with my jab, but I also like to get inside, dip and slip and turn in angles and you know, turn some big shots. And that all comes with great conditioning. So I'm going to try to be in the best condition I can, deliver a great show, and hopefully gain some new fans from the Kansas City area.
And so, you know, obviously you know all about your dad's career, and I'm known on the show, whenever my teams or my fighters lose, I don't take it very well. You know, from the Chiefs to the Royals to Mizzou, no smart-ass comments. Thank you. The wind's still fresh.
That's a good fan, though.
Right. See, there you go. But so I remember so many, like, where I was when I watched your dad fight, and I'd take it so serious. I'd get so mad, you know, and people, whatever else. And I think the worst one, I know the worst was the loss to Michael Bent. Because he was going to fight Lennox Lewis. It was going to happen. And he lost that fight. And it's almost like a cautionary tale now that maybe he overlooked Michael Bent and didn't take things quite serious, and he had that right there. So you talk about taking some things in the ring from your dad. How about out of the ring when you think about the opportunity like he had there? Does that keep you more focused and make you even have a better understanding of, look, if I'm not totally in on this thing 100%, it could end for me at any fight?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was blessed that he was able to tell me some of those things that he knew that he didn't know that he was making mistakes on at the time.
Right.
But later on, when you have time to reflect about it, obviously those things settle in, and he did pass that on to me. And, you know, he said it in a bunch of different ways, where you never take any man lightly. You know, any man over 200 pounds can hurt you. You know, always train your hardest and don't take anything for granted. So those are things that I know he's reflecting on due to those things that he, you know, he had been through himself, especially with the, you know, the Ray Mercer fight and the Michael Bent fight and those things like that. But yeah.
Oh, he had Mercer beat. He was hitting Mercer with everything.
And that was one of the, I think I just said that in an interview just the other day, that was, I think, some of the best four rounds of his career. I mean, he was lighting Mercer up, and Mercer's told me that himself. So he'd never been hit that hard in boxing.
Wow. Nobody knew at the time. Well, that Mercer had like one of the greatest chins in heavyweight history.
Tough guy, yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's my deal with Ray Mercer's. I don't think I've ever seen a tougher man, because I've watched him take punches from a lot of big guys.
No, you know, he was fantastic
consecutively over and over and over.
What about the first time when you got into the ring and you actually started getting hit with real punches? What was that experience like for you?
Well, I was blessed to get beat up way before I got in the ring the
first
time,
right?
Because those are the times that are most important. They say if you prepare for those times, you know, a lot of times when you get into the ring.
I was also blessed in that way. I had that blessing.
There's no butterflies whenever you're training for real before the fight. So that's the easiest time for me is the day before a fight, where I get a rest, and then the day that I get a weigh in. And then it's showtime. I mean, all the hard work's been put in before any of that. So it's just basically you get in there, you do your best, you do what you've trained for. And, you know, luckily I've come out on top every time, and hopefully I can keep pushing myself and get to the level where I can succeed.
I guess what I'm saying is, you don't know, like, how do you find out if you've got a good chin or not? Like, the only way to find out is
get
punched in the mouth, right?
Yeah. That was another thing my dad said. The only way to be, you know, conditioned to be hit is to be hit.
Yeah.
And that's something that not a lot of people like to do. No one likes getting hit, but in boxing, it happens, so you got to train for that.
And see, people forget that he fought with a broken jaw against Joe Hibb
and a broken hand
on ABC, you know, on national TV, and still won that fight.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, there's not too many fighters that would have even stayed in the ring with a broken jaw, and he came back and still won the fight. All right, so you're 13-0. Mm-hmm. What in your mind, things always go as planned, but what's the timetable for you? Like, where do you want to be a year from now, 2 years from now, where you think that you can get to the peak of where you're trying to go?
For me, I would like for 2018 to be a year of experience. I would like to grind out and get as many responsible and respected fights as I can in 2018 and kind of work my way up. And that's just where I'm at. I'm trying to take it one fight at a time. I'm trying to learn and get as good as I can every time that I go out. And that's where I'm at with it.
That's great, man. And we'd love to be able to follow your career and hopefully watch you rise in the heavyweight division, because heavyweight boxing is back, and why not have a Morrison in there, you know, and fighting in Kansas City. Hopefully this won't be your only time fighting in Kansas City. I think it's great that you're up here fighting in KCK, man.
I have expectations, but I'm just trying to be open-minded about it, and I hope that I can come up, and I hope that people are interested enough to come out and watch me, and I hope that I can do a great job and everything work out.
How do you feel about fighting outside?
I fought outside before. Yeah. I fought on Main Street in Miami in front of the historic Coleman Theater on a Showbox undercard. It was actually a title fight that night, and it was beautiful. We got lucky with a good night. There was no rain. It didn't get chilly till the sun went down, and it was awesome. I liked it. I felt like I could breathe better, because before that I was always fighting in showrooms next to a casino with cigarette smoke in there. So it was it was nice. It was refreshing.
I don't know if you saw me jump up when Nate said, "How do you feel about fighting outside?" I said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah,
I
know. I thought he was asking
you to go outdoors.
Not
a calm
guest. That's what I thought when he was raising his finger over there.
That's on this damn show. Don't you start that. Before we let you go, I've seen you wear trunks that look just like your dad's.
Yeah, I'd.
That's awesome.
They mimic them and everything, and I like to have my own name on there, and I like a little tribute on the back, because, to be honest with you, he left me this legacy, and I'm trying to do the best I can with it. And I think that if he wasn't who he was, I might not be doing this. I might be a professional fisherman or something.
What's your ring walk song?
Well, I've actually used the same song for the last five fights, and it's called "Do You Know Who You Are" by Treyu.
All right, right on. Because you never throw the "Trouble" by Elvis. I love Elvis.
That's too classic
for
me.
I got it. That's why. TCB, baby. Well, you know what? Good luck on May 26th.
Yeah, good luck.
You can buy the tickets at tbonesbaseball.com. And I'm going to try to make it out there, and hopefully we can do some more interviews as you rise in your career as a heavyweight boxer, man. But good luck to you. A lot of people are going to be rooting for you, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That is Kenzie Morrison. Is going to be action at a T-Bone Stadium May 26th, a Saturday night. Why not go out there and watch some fights and watch Kenzie Morrison get out there and hopefully knock someone out. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.